Now, from Rogerson Business Services, certified business broker, Andrew Rogerson on Money 2.0.
Good morning and welcome to my show on 105.5 FM called Money 2.0. My name is Andrew Rogerson and I'm a certified business broker and will be your host for the next hour. My show is about issues and topics that affect small business owners. These can include getting into business by starting a business, buying a franchise, or buying an existing business. After that comes the important task of successfully selling the business. Today's show is about the hardest part of being a small business owner, and that's the marketing. Entrepreneurs are able to come up with a new idea to get into business, or they're able to run and operate a business successfully, but having the phone ring and getting people to visit their website, that's probably the biggest challenge that most business owners face. To help you learn some more about the marketing challenges and solving some of that mystery, I have a guest on my show, and it's a lady I met about 6 years ago, and her name is Stephanie Chandler. Stephanie is the author of some books, and we'll cover some more information about Stephanie. As I mentioned at the top of the show, my name is Andrew Rogerson. I'm a certified business broker. To help with my sales and marketing when I started out as a business broker, Stephanie made a suggestion to me, and that was to write my own book. The book was called Successfully Sell Your Business, and I thought it was a good idea because it gave me a platform to talk to my audience, to tell them the service I would provide, which was obviously helping them sell their business. After I wrote the first book, I covered all the different topics, but then I realized that there was something missing. I talked to half my audience, which was those that wanted to sell their business, but I'd missed out on the other half, which was those that wanted to become a business owner. And as I thought more about that, I realized they had three choices. They could start their own business, they could buy an existing business, or they could buy the right to a franchise. And so I set to work and wrote three more books. And so I've now got a total of four books, Successfully Start Your Business, Successfully Buy Your Business, and Successfully Buy Your Franchise. And then the first book I wrote, Successfully Sell Your Business. It's been a great platform for me to do that because it helped me think through my topic as an expert in my area. And it gave me a platform to go out and talk to the community and be involved in those that want to do those activities. If you want some more information about the books, you're welcome to go to my website. The books are $19.95. If you choose to download them, you don't have to go to the cost of paying for the paper, and they're $17.95. So if you visit my website, www.rogersonbusinessservices.com, you'll see each of the books available. You can pay for them with a credit card, or you can pay for them through PayPal if you have a PayPal account. Or if you prefer, if you have an account with Amazon, you can buy the books on Amazon. You can get them from Barnes & Noble, and you can also get them from iTunes, the Apple iStore, as a PDF or whatever reader you choose to use. So this is a suggestion for you. If you're thinking of a marketing technique and not quite sure where to start, writing a book is one of the things to look at. To help explore this a little bit more, I met Stephanie about 6 years ago. We actually met at the SAC Metro Chamber of Commerce. They had a trade show downtown on a march, and Stephanie was an exhibitor and I was an exhibitor. And before the trade show opened, I went round and looked at the different tables, and I bumped into Stephanie. And she said to me, "Andrew, you should think of writing your own books." And I thought, "No, I can't do that. I don't have the skills for doing that." And it was that conversation with Stephanie at the day of the trade show that made me have a follow-up meeting with Stephanie. We actually met after the trade show a couple of weeks later. And again, she had the same suggestion. "Andrew, look at writing a book. It's a great way to present your expertise and helps you stand out from others." So there's no question, sales and marketing is one of the biggest challenges for entrepreneurs. And so to give us some more ideas about some sales and marketing techniques and some of the things that Stephanie provides, I'd like to introduce you to Stephanie Chandler. Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Andrew. Thanks so much for having me here.
So tell me, how long have you been interested in sales and marketing?
Well, I guess probably since I quit my corporate job back in 2003 and became a small business owner, I had no choice but to get interested in sales and marketing if I wanted to actually earn a living.
So you were working in Silicon Valley, if I remember correctly. Tell us a little bit about what you were doing back in the earlier years.
Yeah, I was in software sales. I had a $4 million quota. It was a crazy ride through the dot-com boom and the dot-com bust. And I actually ended up getting diagnosed with an ulcer the year I turned 30. And I thought, this is complete insanity. I need a new lifestyle change. And quit my job in 2003 and actually opened a bookstore here in Sacramento, California.
So that's quite a change from working in Silicon Valley with a $4 million annual target to becoming a owner of a bookstore in Sacramento. Was that transition easy for you? Or?
Most everyone I knew thought I had absolutely gone mad to give up that corporate paycheck and the benefits to sell $4 paperbacks. Looking back, I can see how they thought it was a little crazy, but I had a pie-in-the-sky dream. I was going to write novels from the back office of the bookstore, and I adopted two fat cats from the SPCA. I thought it was going to be a great adventure, and it turned out it wasn't exactly the romantic picture I had in my head.
So it's interesting. So Stephanie came from a corporate background, decided working the corporate background wasn't where she wanted to be, and so she jumped in and bought her first business, which was a bookstore. And what year was that? Any idea?
It was 2003. I actually didn't buy it. I built it from
the ground up. And the
bookstore was called Book Lovers. It was at Madison and Manzanita. Okay. They closed last year, but I sold it in 2007.
Okay. So from owning a bookstore, you sold it in 2007, and then in 2007, that would be about the time that we start talking about some of the things you do now. So what was the transition from being a bookstore owner to what you're doing now?
What I'm doing now. Well, you know, when I opened that store, I really did have this romantic thought that I was going to sit in the back office and write novels. I really wanted to be a writer, and that's what you're supposed to do if you want to write. And what happened was I found out I was a lousy novelist. I did not have the imagination needed, but I still had this great passion for writing. And I had opened this store in a strip mall that didn't have a lot of street visibility. So I had to quickly learn about marketing, and all my expensive phone book ads and coupon mailers weren't working. So I turned to the internet. I learned how to use Google, how to get my store to the top of Google, how to sell online. And from there, the store really started to take off, and I fell in love with marketing. So I took a whole new turn, started writing business and marketing books, and found a career I never anticipated on having.
So there's for me, that's a great example of a typical entrepreneur. They work in corporate America and have the pressures of working corporate America and say, this doesn't make any sense. There's more to life than making my CEO more successful and increasing the share price. So Stephanie stepped out of that problem and became an entrepreneur. And her first effort was the bookstore, and then she used that as a foundational experience to say, okay, I've now become a small business owner. The bookstore has been a great learning experience. But she then took that knowledge and transitioned to something else, and that's what good entrepreneurs do. They learn from their experiences, and they become stronger and stronger and better and better. And this is what I think Stephanie has done and done so well. One of the things that Stephanie's put together over the years is a new thing she's doing. She's, as you can tell, Stephanie's all about writing and authors and helping them be successful. She has a conference which is online called the Nonfiction Writers Conference, and we're going to head into a break. So when we come back, we're going to talk more about the Nonfiction Writers Conference. And again, it's something that Stephanie's put together on her own. She has helped to do all that. But let's stay with us. We're heading into a break. You're at 105.5 FM and The Money 2.0 with Andrew Rogerson, and we'll be back shortly.
Call Money 105.5 at 866-576-1055 and get your questions answered in real time right now on Money 2.0.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advance Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now, advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced, available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your boat.
Hey, Skipper. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since GEICO helped you save money on your boat insurance, we've been boating a lot more, and I love it. You and me just boating. Boating on the bay, boating on the lakes, the rivers. Heck, with your buddies, we hit the throttle and boated on over to watch that regatta. And I tell ya, we have regatta do that again.
GEICO could help you save on your boat insurance, and that should make you and your boat very happy.
Sunday night, March 3rd, 6 p.m. at Capital Christian Center, the Katinas, in Vote for Love. A free concert with the Katinas singing our favorite love songs. Sunday night, March 3rd at 6 p.m. Visit us at capitalonline.cc for more information. The Katinas, Sunday night, March 3rd at 6 p.m. at Capital Christian Center. Vote for love.
Money experts, every morning at 10 on Money 2.0. Now, back to the host, Andrew Rogerson.
Thank you for listening. Great to have you on board. You're on 105.5 FM and the Money 2.0 show with your host, Andrew Rogerson. I'm a certified business broker, and my guest this morning is Stephanie Chandler. And we're talking about marketing and the challenges that small business owners have in marketing. And Stephanie has put together a conference for writers. The whole thing is virtual. It's interesting. It's not something that's conducted in an office. You can attend the conference, and it's all done virtually. Stephanie, just tell us a little bit about the Nonfiction Writers Conference. What was the motivation for putting that together?
Well, I speak at a lot of conferences, and the writers' conferences seem to cater to fiction writers and children's book writers, and those of us writing nonfiction were really getting left out. So this is our third year with the Nonfiction Writers Conference, and I decided to conduct it as a virtual event. I mean, that's where we're all headed. So participants use phone or Skype to listen to 15 speakers over 3 days. We deliver recordings and transcripts. It's a ton of fun. Everyone who's attend has sent us some great reviews and a lot of buzz, and I'm very excited to be doing that again in May this year.
And one of the intriguing things is that some of the speakers that Stephanie has on her conference, if you're in the book community, they're impressive people. There's a gentleman called Dan Poynter, and Dan's been around for years and is a noted expert on writing. There's another gentleman which most people will be aware of, Guy Kawasaki. Guy lives, I think, in the Roseville area, and he's not far away, but Guy was involved with Apple, I think, and their innovation. So Guy is one heck of a smart dude. And so if Stephanie's able to have people like Dan Poynter, Guy Kawasaki, Mark Coker. Mark founded a business called Smashwords. And Smashwords would take the manuscript that the authors put together. I actually have my books up on Smashwords. So I wrote them in Word, and then I uploaded the books to Smashwords. And then Smashwords would use technology to break them down into the different technologies or the different e-reader formats that people use, like a PDF format or what Barnes & Noble use. They've got a different format. What are some of the other formats?
The Nook and the Kindle and
iBooks.
Yes, so Smashwords is a great distributor to all the different ebook reader platforms.
So Mark's very revolutionary what he's doing. So very creative, very advanced thinking. He's one of the speakers on Stephanie's shows. There's Michael Larson, Dana Lynn Smith, Patrick Swertfeger, which I can never pronounce his last name, but Patrick's very gifted in professional speaking. That's what he does. That's his platform. He gets out and does professional speaking to attract his clients. Joanna Penn, her ideas about turn your ideas into cash. Marianne Young, Sandra Beckwith, Brad Phillips, Melinda Emerson, John Rizzo, Dave Garland. So there's a huge host of speakers for the show. And again, the beauty of the show, it's all online. So you can choose to listen live when Stephanie does the presentation, or if you're not available, you don't use your DVR, you simply download a copy of the show that Stephanie's put together, and you can listen to it when it suits you. So Stephanie's done a great job of putting that together. Stephanie, what's the cost if somebody wants to listen to the show?
There's the rates are $99 through $299, depending on if you want live access, recordings, transcripts. It's currently 50% off for 2 more days at nonfictionwritersconference.com. So thanks for bringing it up, Andrew. It's a fun event. I'm really excited about it.
So if you're wanting to take advantage of Stephanie's discounts, as you say, you've got 2 days to do that, and you need a special code. If you go online, I'll give you the web address in a minute, or I'll get Stephanie to give the web address in a minute. But you will need the code to save 50%. But again, you've only got 2 days to do that. So that code, if you've got a pen and paper handy, is the following. It's NFWC50. So let me give that to you phonetically. It's November Foxtrot Whiskey Charlie 50. So if you use that code, you'll have a discount of 50%. So you've got a great return on your time by listening to the show this morning. You've just saved 50%. Stephanie, what's the place to go and register if you want to listen to the conference?
It's nonfictionwritersconference.com.
Okay, nonfictionwritersconference.com. So that's the web address. Go there, look, get some more information, sign up, and use that discount code NFWC50. The code's pretty simple, Nonfiction Writers Conference, and save 50%. So that's how the discount code is put together. So that's just an example of one marketing technique that Stephanie's put together over the years. This has come from her growing and evolving as a business owner, and it's just one of her platforms for getting out and promoting herself and the services that she offers. And she brings in these wonderful speakers to support her and what she's doing. Again, that conference is on May 8th, 9th, and 10th. So it goes for 3 days, and you've got plenty of time to plan for it. So there's just one activity that Stephanie does to get the phone ring, or for people to visit her website and find out more about Stephanie. Stephanie has a bunch of other websites, and we'll cover those in a minute. But one of the reasons that I had Stephanie come in this morning is because, as you've heard Stephanie mentioned, she loves writing. And one of the books she's written, which is specific about sales and marketing and using the techniques to grow a business, she's written a book called Own Your Niche. And I'd like to spend a bit of time talking more about that, Stephanie. So Own Your Niche. Tell us a little bit about that book.
Yeah, it's really an internet marketing guide for specifically for service-based business, consultants, freelancers, independent service providers, doctors, attorneys, things like that. And really, I wanted to put together an internet marketing guide that people could understand, but that also didn't have a lot of the hype. I got really frustrated early on when I was studying internet marketing and being told to do things like collect email addresses and then hit people with email every other day. And these are things that I just don't subscribe to. Things like squeeze pages. I hate the term squeeze page, where you gather an email address before you let people see information. And what I've done over the years is, you know, really built an online platform without having to do some of these tactics that just never felt right to me. So the book really is built around the foundation of how do you get known online without annoying people?
And I really love that, because I'm agreeing with Stephanie. One of the worst things I hate is going to a website and you just looking for information. You really have no clue what the website's about until you log on or till you load the web page. And then you want to get off because it just isn't relevant to what you're looking for. And you can't get off the website because this little pop-up comes up, or you've got to put in an email address. It's just, to me, it's just bad marketing. It's just the whole basis of marketing is being authentic in my mind. And that's one of the things that I have great respect for Stephanie. She does things that are always done with the highest level of quality, and they're always genuine, authentic things that really help people. And to me, that sets her out from her competition, because she has a great belief in that. So own your niche. What does it mean to own your niche?
Well, you know, I see a lot of small business owners struggling with figuring out who their audience is. And so my focus has always been about how can you figure out who your target audience is and narrow that focus. You know, if let's say you've just gotten divorced and you need a financial advisor, are you going to get the financial advisor who's a generalist or the one who specializes in divorce? You know, there are great niches that you can carve out for yourself. It doesn't mean you can't serve people outside of your niche, but it certainly does help your target audience connect with you if they know that you're an expert within your niche.
And that, to me, is a critical piece, that the corporate world, or the large corporations, they have a huge platform of their services and their products that they have, but they can't be all things to all people. And that's where the small entrepreneur comes in. He can find a niche, or she can find a niche that's not being serviced in the market, or it's not being looked after well enough. And they can dive into these niches and do incredibly well because the market's not being served. How does someone begin to establish authority in their field?
Well, the internet is just amazing, and it's still so underutilized by a lot of business owners. I am a huge advocate of blogging, as you know, Andrew, because I urged you to do that many years back. Blogging is a great way to communicate with your audience, share information, get found by Google. The more content you add to your website, the more likely Google's going to be to find your site. So, you know, that's the starting point. And then your blog is what you start sharing with social media. It's the foundation of your social media strategy. So each new blog post gets shared on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and Google Plus and Pinterest. And you start to get known for sharing information related specifically to your target audience, which helps demonstrate that you're an authority in your field.
That's great. Stephanie's right. She encouraged me to do blogging, and I fought it and said, oh, it just takes too much time. But the results in the pudding, this is the reason why I was contacted by the radio station to come and put this show together. They found my website. They saw my blogs. I've got about 220 blogs I've written. And it gave them confidence that if they had me come on and host a radio show, that maybe this guy knew what he was talking about. So Stephanie's comment to write a blog, a great piece of advice. You emphasize target audience and the importance of community. How does that factor into marketing online?
You know, community is amazing to me, and especially online. Things like groups on LinkedIn are where you can really get a lot of traction with your audience. So let's say you're a life coach specializing in holistic living. You could go in and find a group on LinkedIn, or better yet, what I like to do is create your own. You know, create a network, lead a group of people in a community. And whether you do that online or in your own backyard, as you know, Andrew, I run the Sacramento Speakers Network through meetup.com. That's a great resource for coordinating local events. And so if you can build a community and lead that community, or at least be part of that community, you can really get to know your audience.
So you have your monthly meeting for the through Meetup and the speakers. Just very quickly, tell us how many people come to the monthly event you have now.
Well, the Sacramento Speakers Network, I started it about 6.5 years ago with 4 people in a Starbucks, and it's actually grown to over 950 members. And our average meeting's 50 to 60 attendees first Wednesday every month. It's an absolute blast, and I call it a happy accident. I never expected it to grow the way it has.
So let me just repeat those numbers. 950 members, and each month about 50, 60 people turn up to attend the event. So guess what? Those 950 people, they all know about Stephanie. The 50, 60 people who attend are talking about Stephanie and what she does. So it's great. Okay, we're about to head into a break, so I'd like to thank you for listening this morning. You're on 105.5 FM and Money 2.0 with Andrew Rogerson. We'll come back and talk to you shortly.
Money 2.0 is sponsored by Rogerson Business Services.
Ben Bernanke tries to shoo away the hawks. From Bloomberg World Headquarters in New York, I'm Susanna Palmer. The Federal Reserve Chairman, in his testimony before the Senate Banking Committee today, tried to soothe nerves about a coming end to Federal Reserve stimulus. That's according to Eric Stein, Vice President and Portfolio Manager at Eaton Vance Management.
Bernanke really tried to shoo away some of the hawks on the committee, some of the concern that's been out there that the Fed might actually stop QE earlier than the market had expected. He tried to downplay those concerns and make the market comfortable that QE is here to stay, at least for the foreseeable future.
Investors were encouraged by the Bernanke testimony and by some better-than-estimated data on housing and consumer confidence today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 88 points, 0.6% at 13,873. The S&P 500 up 4 points, 0.3% to 1492, and the NASDAQ is up less than a point at 3116. The 10-year note yields 1.86%, and that's a Bloomberg Market Minute.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advance Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now, advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced, available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your boat.
Hey, Skipper. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since GEICO helped you save money on your boat insurance, we've been boating a lot more, and I love it. You and me just boating. Boating on the bay, boating on the lakes, the rivers. Heck, with your buddies, we hit the throttle and boated on over to watch that regatta. And I tell ya, we have regatta do that again.
GEICO could help you save on your boat insurance, and that should make you and your boat very happy.
Homebuyers, are your offers being turned down due to cash buyers? Are you tired of wasting your time and money looking for a home only to have your offer ignored? If you're feeling powerless against cash buyers with deep pockets and big money investors, then it's time to take the power back. Hi, I'm George from Essex Mortgage, and I'd like to introduce your Purchase Power Team. My team and I have devised a very unique and creative solution to this problem. We eliminate the competition by aligning ourselves with agents and investors, and we put them to work for you. This will eliminate price wars, all within a unique financing package that even includes down payment assistance for those who qualify. Our realtor partners have access to homes that are not even on the market yet. Call me, George, at Essex Mortgage, 916-802-4137, or go to purchasepowerteam.com and take the power back.
Essex Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS 70377, DOC 607-3343, NMLS 397095.
Money Experts, every morning at 10 on Money 2.0. Now, back to the host, Andrew Rogerson.
Welcome back. You're on 105.5 FM and the Money 2.0 show with your host, Andrew Rogerson. I'm a certified business broker, and my guest this morning is Stephanie Chandler. Stephanie is an author, speaker, and an expert on sales and marketing. She's written a book, Own Your Niche, and not only has she written one book, she's written many books, but this morning we're talking about her newest book, Own Your Niche, and she has a new book coming out in April, May, I think, and we'll talk about that in a minute, but Own Your Niche is her current book, and we were talking about blogging, and Stephanie was saying how it's important to do that. How often do you blog, Stephanie? You know, is it once a day, once a week, once a month? What are you doing?
Well, my goal is to try to blog twice a week. Studies show the more often you blog, the more traffic your site is going to receive. I used to blog up to 4 or 5 times a week, but you know, who's got time for that?
Right.
But I do accept a lot of guest posts so that I always have content being added to my site. And goal is always to at least have 2 posts a week.
Is there a way you can measure how effective a blog's doing? Do you have any tools for doing that?
Yeah, Google Analytics is a free plugin that you can put into your website. They give you a little piece of code to put into your site, and it will track your most popular pages, the keywords that are leading people to your site, referral sources for your traffic. It's interesting with social media now, people don't realize how much that can drive traffic to your site. So, you know, I definitely encourage you to install Google Analytics and pay attention to where your traffic is coming from, which posts are getting the most activity. That's good for future building of your content.
And do you recommend a particular website format? I've got my website on WordPress. I'm not sure if you use that.
I'm a tremendous fan of WordPress. Okay. WordPress is the platform, really, for most small businesses today. It's robust, yet simple to use, and can really scale out with your business.
One of the good things that I liked about WordPress is that you have a web developer create a website for you, and so that you've got an initial cost in getting a website built. But once you have that initial cost taken care of and your website set up, as the owner of the website, it's your website, you can change and develop that. So it's a great benefit to me in having WordPress. What's interesting too is Stephanie mentioned Meetup before, and there is a new WordPress Meetup group that actually met last Tuesday. I planned to attend, but unfortunately I was sick and couldn't go. But I understand there were 65 people that came to the WordPress Meetup group. So there is a community of WordPress web developers that are coming in the Sacramento area. The group tried to get going a few years ago and wasn't successful. So websites and WordPress, all very much part of this. There are learnings involved, but you can hire people to do this for you. What do you think the cost of a typical WordPress website would be to have it set up, Stephanie?
Gosh, it varies wildly. I mean, you could pay $500, you could pay $5,000, depending on the company that develops it, the skill that you're going to get, the experience. But if you're on a budget, there's certainly lots of local resources all the way up the ladder.
Yep. And that's one of the things about starting out. If you haven't done this sort of technology before, it can be intimidating. But if you hire somebody to create a simple website for you so you can learn some of the skills, it might cost you $300 or $400 or $500. But you can have a website up and running fairly quickly and use that to learn the skills. So again, website is a great tool. And learning the skills of putting the website together, doing the blogging, adding graphics and the social media that goes around that, all very simple tools, or very simple and cost-effective tools to add to your sales and marketing. And it takes time to build, and that's the intriguing thing with me talking with Stephanie. Stephanie, I met 6 years ago, but we've both progressed with over the years as the technology evolves and as our skills get better, and it just adds to our ability to be successful as an entrepreneur. So coming back to Stephanie's book, Own Your Niche, what's content marketing and how can listeners use it to promote their businesses?
Well, content marketing it's pretty cool. It's using content, for example, ebooks, special reports, white papers, videos, MP3 recordings, and using them to market your business. So an example might be you have an electronic newsletter sign up on your website and you give people a bonus incentive, a free report, if they sign up for your newsletter. So you can use content to reach a new audience. You might reach out to a fellow business owner and they might give away a recording that you've done, a podcast series, things like that, and really build your audience using different types of content, which, by the way, also demonstrate your authority in your field.
So again, just have a website, do the blogs, but it doesn't stop there. So it's these white papers, these additional things that Stephanie's talking about that ought to add credibility to a website. So when somebody comes to your website and then they're looking for information, they say, wow, this person knows what they're doing. I need to pick up the phone or I need to send them an email to talk to them because they can help solve a problem I've got. Stephanie, can you talk about a bit more about information products like ebooks and books, reports, podcasts, etc.?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's two ways to use these kinds of things. You can use them for marketing your business, or you can use them to generate revenue for your business. So, you and I both sell ebooks and ebooks, Andrew, and I know many people who are making a nice steady income online by selling additional information, a series of recordings, a video study series, self-study series, things like that. There's so many opportunities, and if you have knowledge in a specific field, you can make that available to people to purchase and really supplement your income streams.
So let's talk about books. I've been mentioning how you encouraged me to do that. Stephanie has a website that is purely dedicated to helping people create a book, and it's called authoritypublishing.com. What's your take on books? I know you're a believer in books. Tell us why you think books are such a great thing to do.
Well, first of all, I have to say that when I met you and encouraged you to write a book, I never expected you to turn around and write four. So that was pretty impressive. But, I accidentally discovered the value of books back when I owned that bookstore. I wrote my first book. It was the book I wanted to read. It was a business startup guide. It had practical advice. And what happened after that came out is people started contacting me, asking me to consult, asking me to speak. And I got media interviews as a result as well. None of these things were in my plan. They weren't expected. And I really quickly realized that a book can help you build an audience. And so with each subsequent book, new opportunities are born. And I found a passion for helping other people use the same format to get their authority out in the world and to create more business for themselves, more opportunities.
So Stephanie has a website, www.authoritypublishing.com. What's some of the things, if I was to go to authoritypublishing.com, Stephanie, what are some of the things I'd find out there if I was thinking of writing a book? What would I learn by going to your website?
Well, with the writing process, we have a lot of resources on the blog for how to get a book written. Our primary focus is helping people publish, so custom book publishing for nonfiction books. We're a one-stop for busy professionals. We'll do the editing, the cover design, the interior layout, the distribution to Amazon and other online sources, the ebook formatting. So we're kind of a full service custom publisher for authors who want to self-publish but don't have time to go out and find all the resources to do that and want to produce a very professional book. And then we also manage social media for our clients.
So the Authority Publishing is to help an author get their book published. Do you also help with the marketing of the book?
To a degree. We have some additional marketing services, but no matter where you publish your book, the author is always responsible for marketing. So our big focus is on education. That's why I do conferences, do a lot of online classes, writing books, and helping people learn how to market themselves. Because as I'm sure you well know, Andrew, you can pay other people to help you market, but nobody's going to know your business better than you do.
And that's the point of the whole exercise, that it gives you a platform to show your expertise and your authority. And so that's the reason why you write the book in the first place. So it gives you a way to reflect that to the market and attract business. Just roughly, what are the costs to have a book published? You know, I'm sure the costs vary, but just in simple terms, what are some of the costs that are involved in publishing a book?
Well, our standard package is $6,000, and that's an all-inclusive package for everything you need, the editing, all the design work, 100 books, ebook formatting, all of it. So that's a starting point for us. It varies widely across the industry. We have some, I call them our big box competitors, where you can get services for less, but you will not have any kind of personal experience. You're going to talk to a call center. You're not going to talk to somebody who understands the publishing industry. And your book won't be as professionally produced. So, you know, and it goes all the way up. There, some services charge tens of thousands of dollars for a very similar thing. So, you know, it's a good idea to shop around and find a service provider that you really feel comfortable working with.
And this is the place to start if you're an unproven author. You know, the goal is to become a recognized author, because if you're recognized, you actually get book contracts, and somebody else pays all those costs and takes all that risk. But until you get to that point, you've got to earn your stripes and do the work to show you've got the skills to be a successful author. We're heading into a break. We're talking with Stephanie Chandler from Authority Publishing. Stephanie has her own website in her own name. So if you're wanting a little bit more information about Stephanie, you can find her on www.stephaniechandler.com. And thank you for listening. You're on 105.5 FM and the Money 2.0 show with your host, Andrew Rogerson. We'll talk to you shortly.
Money 2.0 is sponsored by Rogerson Business Services.
They've been called the greatest stories ever told.
Follow me!
Beginning Sunday, history will tell them like never before.
What are we going to do?
Change the world.
In a breathtaking history television event, The Bible.
It begins.
Live the passion and drama of the book.
God told me to build a book.
That changed the world.
Yea, though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil.
The Bible begins Sunday at 8 on History.
Say, folks, I'm Varun Larson for Big Mountain Heating and Air, and I'll be hosting a brand new live radio show right here on Money 105.5 every Tuesday morning, 8 to 9 a.m. Check us out. Save some serious money when it comes to your home energy costs. If you've just been told your old broken-down furnace isn't worth fixing, don't pay $4,000 or $5,000 for a furnace only when you can get the complete 3-ton heating and air system for only $3,996. That's a brand new 3-ton air conditioner, 60,000 BTU gas furnace, cooling coil, tax, and installation for only $39.96. And if you tune in on Tuesday mornings 8 to 9 at Money 105.5, we'll make you an even better offer if you call in live. We're on the web at BigMountainAir.com or call 925-7680. It's BigMountainAir.com or 925-7680. Thanks for listening, folks. Remember, Tuesday morning, 8 a.m. right here on Money 105.5.
Money experts, every morning at 10.
on Money 2.0. Now, back to the host, Andrew Rogerson.
Thank you for listening. You're on Money 105.5 FM and the Money 2.0. I'm your host, Andrew Rogerson, and my guest this morning is Stephanie Chandler. And Stephanie is the author of a book, Own Your Niche. And again, she's written more than one book. She's written 9 books, and she has a 10th book coming out fairly shortly. But what Stephanie's offered to do, she's offered to give a copy of her book away. So we're going to take the first caller. If you have an interest to get a free copy of Stephanie's book, Own Your Niche, you're going to have to do some fast dialing because it's the first person that calls in gets the book. So if you... The book will be mailed to you. If you want to call in and claim your prize, your number is to call is 866-576-1055. So the first caller on 866-576-1055. Just let the producer know your name, address, and Stephanie said she'll post it out to you free of charge. So thank you for listening. And Stephanie, thank you for making a book available. So we're talking about Own Your Niche, and we're talking about writing a book and having it published. And again, that's one of the services that Stephanie offers through her Authority Publishing. Let's talk about electronic newsletters, because one of the things I'm getting on a regular basis is, and I actually got an email this morning from Stephanie, is an electronic newsletter. What's your thoughts, Stephanie? Are electronic newsletters good for business or not?
Well, you'll hear a lot of buzz that electronic newsletters are dead, and I don't believe that's true at all. I still think they're incredibly valuable for business. They're just harder to do. It's harder to get people to give up their email addresses like they used to. So I absolutely still am an advocate, but if you're going to host any kind of email marketing, you want to be really mindful of your audience. Respect the fact that they've given you their email address, and don't hammer them with email messages. That's how you burn out your subscribers. That's how people end up unsubscribing, or worse, reporting you as a spammer. So, you know, for the average small business owner, one electronic newsletter a month is plenty. And if you've got something going on in between, send a periodic announcement, but really give value and make sure it's all about your audience, not about you.
And that's some great tips. I do a monthly newsletter on my website. People can come to my website. I offer some free documents for people that are buying and selling a business, and I ask them for their email address because I do a monthly newsletter. It's all I do. First day of the month, regardless of the first business day of the month, regardless of if it's a weekend, I don't send it on a weekend. But my goal is just to stay in touch with people who are thinking about buying and selling a business, and I write generally four or five topics that are around that subject, and I've got 485 people that subscribe to the newsletter. People drop off, that's fine. I use Constant Contact as my tool. Costs me $15 a month to use the Constant Contact service. So for $15 a month, I can stay in touch with 485 people, and it's growing. It seems a very simple and good way to do business. Is Constant Contact one of the tools you'd recommend, Stephanie, or what are the other options? Do you know?
That is my favorite tool. Personally, I use it as well. They've got some great social media options now where you can add a sign-up box to your Facebook business page. And so they've really come a long way. But there are certainly other services like AWeber or iContact. Lots of choices out there.
And actually, I get a newsletter. I get an email from Constant Contact. They actually come to the area and they travel around and do presentations to groups. So if you're thinking, how does Constant Contact work? How does this electronic newsletters work? There are ways to find out more information. It doesn't cost anything to go to these seminars that the Constant Contact put on. Just a marketing tool they use to grow their business. So they do that part well. Social media, Stephanie, it's growing. I remember when DOS first came out, everyone was excited about having computers. We had DOS and DOS 1.0, and then it went to DOS 2.0, and then it went to 6, and then we went to Windows for work groups and those sorts of things. Social media seems to have had the same evolution. It seemed like a good idea, and everyone was excited about it, but it didn't seem to go anywhere. But it seems to be getting more established. What's your thoughts on social media?
I don't think it's going away, especially for business, but I do think it's evolving, and it'll probably be very different in 2 years from where it is right now. I personally am a big fan of Twitter for small business. It drives a lot of traffic. It's a great way to build an audience. Facebook's made it increasingly difficult for small businesses to get visibility on there without having to pay for advertising. So there's, I'm seeing a shift away from that platform, and it'll be really interesting to see where it all pans out. But, and I will say LinkedIn, great platform for business, for connecting with others in the business world.
And what's your, you mentioned Twitter, you've got a, you think it's a great medium. What do you find Twitter beneficial?
I like Twitter a lot because it's really a learning tool, and it makes people accessible. So people use Twitter to follow news, to follow authors, experts, celebrities, things like that. And so as an authority in your own field, when you get on Twitter and start sharing information, sharing links to your blog posts, you can cultivate an audience that way. They will click through, view your website, and really help you build your business. So I find Twitter it's fast moving. I use it a lot to follow people in my industry, news resources, things like that. And I think if you can find a way to fall in love with Twitter, it can really do great things for business.
And there's one of the great benefits of social media. If you're thinking of writing a book, or you're thinking of doing a blog or doing a newsletter, just jump onto some of these social media pieces and pick up a theme or a topic that's of interest to you, and you'll read other thoughts from other people. So it's a great way to build material, to write your own material and establish your expertise. One of my frustrations with social media, it's so time consuming. How do you find that manageable? How do you manage your social media time?
Social media really can be managed very well in under 30 minutes a day. And part of that is pre-scheduling some of your content to post. I recommend Hootsuite. I'll spell that. It's HOOTSUITE. Hootsuite.com is a free service where you can pre-schedule your posts to go out on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Google Plus business pages. You can. What I'd like to do is pop into my networks in between calls. If I've got 5 or 10 minutes before my next call, I'll hop onto Twitter, look for something interesting to retweet or share with my audience. I scan Facebook fan page a couple of times a day for comments and notes. And so you start to get into this routine where it absolutely can take less than 30 minutes a day and really be effective.
So we've mentioned different things in your book, On Your Niche. You've talked about different topics. Public relations, what's your thoughts on public relations? It sounds expensive and intimidating, but what is PR still a good media choice to try and promote things?
I do think PR is a good media choice. I think it's changed quite a bit. It used to be all about going after traditional media, print newspapers, radio, where we are right now, television. But a lot of the shift has happened online. We're not reading as many print publications anymore. We're now looking to blogs and bloggers to inform us, to recommend products and services. And a lot of businesses miss that opportunity as well. If you can get bloggers talking about your product or your service, their audience is paying attention to those recommendations. So PR has made a major shift, and you can't forget about those online outlets.
So you make an intriguing point, which I hadn't picked up on, which we've covered so many different things you can do. Your website, your blog, content marketing, the books, the newsletters, the radio, etc. There's so many different things. They're all evolving. So that's the intriguing thing, is they keep evolving. So what do you think are the top three strategies you'd encourage somebody to do right now if they're thinking of getting involved in sales and marketing? And what are the top three things you'd recommend?
Write a book. Blog and embrace social media. I still see a lot of resistance to it. People find it frustrating. They don't really understand how to use it. They don't have time for it. But if you can learn to embrace it, it really can be effective in helping you reach your audience.
And once you've written a book, how do you work with the book? You've written the book, so it's lots of blood, sweat, and tears in getting the book printed, and you're incredibly proud of it. How do you use the book?
You use the book to, by the way, send out to media and get those media interviews, to send to that hard-to-reach contact that you want to meet. Let's say you want to sell to an executive at a local company. Mail a copy of your book with a handwritten note. I mean, talk about a powerful way to get somebody's attention. When you have a trade show, instead of giving away mugs and squishy balls, give away copies of your book. Go out and use it to land speaking engagements and speak at various events locally. So there's just endless opportunities with a book. And I don't know a single author who's ever told me that they regretted publishing a book, because it does create opportunity.
Well, we're getting close to the top of the hour, so I'd like to thank you for listening today on 105.5 FM, Money 2.0. My guest today was sales and marketing expert Stephanie Chandler. If you want to know more about Stephanie, here's a couple of ways to reach out to her. You can find her on her website, or you can just do a Google Stephanie's Google Stephanie's name. It's S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, Stephanie Chandler, C-H-A-N-D-L-E-R. You can Google Stephanie, or if you want, you can go straight to her website, www.stephaniechandler.com. She has another website, www.authoritypublishing.com. If you're interested in learning how to write a book or what's involved in doing that, you can find Stephanie on her Authority Publishing website. She has a toll-free number, 877-800-1097. Stephanie's an expert on sales and marketing, and I want to thank Stephanie for being with me today. Next week, my guest next week is Lisa Decker from Fidelity National Title. Lisa and Fidelity National Title specialize in doing commercial escrows. Everyone's familiar with doing an escrow on selling a house, residential escrows. But if you're buying or selling a business, the process to do an escrow is entirely different. So I've invited Lisa to come next week and talk about commercial escrows, selling a commercial property, buying and selling a business. And there's different things that they're required to do by law. In residential sales, there are certain rules and regulations that the escrow officer is obliged to follow. In commercial escrows, we have similar rules and laws to follow. But I thought Lisa coming to share what she does would be of interest to you. Thank you again for listening. You're on Money 105.5 FM. My name's Andrew Rogerson. If you'd like some more information about me, you're welcome to visit my website, www.rogersonbusinessservices.com, or you can Google my name, Andrew Rogerson, Sacramento. There's lots of information on my website. A lot of it's free. There's information about doing business valuations. There's information about doing equipment appraisals. Not everyone wants their equipment appraised, but some businesses need to have an equipment appraisal. If somebody's giving away equipment and want a write-off for tax purposes, the IRS requires an independent third party to look at that. That's one of the services I provide. So thank you for listening today. My blog also has information available on my blog, so you're welcome to get more information by visiting my website and the blog. My name's Andrew Rogerson. I'm a certified business broker, and thank you for listening to 105.5 FM and the Money 2.0.